Russia is now officially offering safe haven for people trying to escape the anti-human agenda of modern-day liberalism. Foreign nationals now able to apply for temporary residence in Russia based on the rejection of their country's policies, such as the destructive neoliberal ideals, which run counter to traditional Russian spiritual and moral values. Under this new immigration option, certain requirements will be waived. Applicants will not have to prove knowledge of the Russian language, its history, or its laws. The Russian Foreign Ministry has been instructed to start issuing 3-month visas to such applicants as early as next month. In a recent interview with American journalist Charles Bausman in Moscow, it was discussed how many Russian Orthodox Christians believe an exodus to Russia is prophecy.
How did it turn out that this country, Russia, controls this enormous landmass, yeah? But it's only about 140 million people, and it's definitely not enough. You need like a billion people, really, to fill this large of a country, and it has the resources to support that kind of a population. And one of the things that some Christians say is, well, this is actually God's will, that he left this giant country relatively empty, with the idea that it would then be filled by people from all over the world who would come here and seek protection from the craziness that's happening, that seems to be taking over the West.
Tucker Carlson recently asked Russian philosopher Alexander Dugin why he thinks the West is on the road to ruin.
I think that everything started with individualism. When you identify individualism with the man, with the human nature, you cut all the relations to everything else. So individual, it was the key and is still key concept that was put in the center of liberal ideology. And after the fall of the Soviet Union, there was only liberalism. There were only two collective identities to liberate from, liberation from gender, and that has led to transgenders, to LGBT, and new form of sexual individualism. So sex is something optional. And the last step that is not yet totally made is liberation from human identity, humanity optional. So you can choose your individual identity to be human, not to be human, and that has a name, transhumanism, posthumanism, to have the possibility to choose to be or not to be human. So classical liberalism was in favor of democracy, democracy understood as the power of majority, of consensus, of individual freedom that should be combined somehow with the freedom of other. And now we have totally the next station already, next phase, new liberalism. Now you are invited to liberate yourself from individuality. It is your duty to be progressive. It is prescription. So liberalism fought during its history against any kind of prescription. And now either be progressive liberal or you are done.
How do you explain this phenomenon I have noticed where for over 70 years, a group of people in the West and the United States, liberals, effectively defended the Soviet system and Stalinism, and many personally participated in Stalinism. But in the year 2000, leadership of this country changed and Russia became their main enemy. Why the change?
I think that they have discovered, they have identified in Putin precisely what Putin is. So he is a kind of leader, political leader, defending traditional values. This hatred is not just casual, something casual or some mood. It is not.
It's not casual. It's very serious.
So it's metaphysical.
Progressivism is the antithesis of traditional human values. The further one progresses on that path, the less human they become. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Geyser.
Wow.
And where am I supposed to begin with an entrance like that? Where could I possibly begin? These crowds that are paid to be here are just so celebratory that I'm so excited and honored and humbled. I'm going to clutch my heart. I'm so glad that you as the InfoWars audience is paid by a right-wing deep state to listen to this network and keep us on the air and spread all the viral clips that you've spread. It's just absolutely amazing to be here. So we're coming up on night three of the DNC. The first night was abysmally boring. The second night was much more energetic and genuine from the audience, less paid support because the Obamas are actually talented at being evil instead of just amateurs at it in their reckless fashion. And we saw that Michelle Obama, hermaphroditic as she is, did an absolutely fantastic job with her dress designed to hide her broad shoulders, but sit at the same time, accentuate her beautiful arms. Do you remember the narrative from 2008 to 2016? They couldn't find one attractive thing about Michelle Obama, Big Mike, so they would emphasize how beautiful her arms were time and time again, over and over again. Oh, those are just some great arms. Awesome arms, amazing arms. You know, and it's not that bizarre that they did that because I remember what it was like to be hanging out with the boys in junior high. I remember what it was like to be hanging out with friends in high school and talking about the different hot girls that we went to school with or the different hot girls that we met at the track meet or whatever. And I remember it was like a really important thing whether or not a girl had nice arms. I mean, forget about legs. Nobody talks about nice legs or, you know, big boobs or, you know, a nice butt or beautiful face. Nobody talks about that. It's the arms, right? My buddies and I would be sitting around in high school like, oh, yeah, that's Sandy Phillips, man. She has the sexiest arms ever. That was the only thing that they could point out about Michelle Obama that looked somewhat normal, I guess. Everything else was just very masculine and broad and brutish. And don't get me wrong, she's a talented woman. She is an amazing accomplice to a supervillain. She went out there and spoke, and she gave all these statements and these zingers like the leftists have been saying. I saw CNN this morning had a headline, like a lower third, and it said, Michelle Obama, you know, amazing speech, comma, zingers. And it's just like, look, at least on this platform as pundits, we don't claim to be anything other than we are. You have CNN that comes out and it claims to be this journalistic just hub of unbiased, honest reporting. You have Fox News that comes out with the slogan fair and balanced. And don't get me wrong, Fox News has been better than most for many decades, but it's not fair and balanced. And it certainly is no good anymore. I mean, the deep state successfully threw Fox News, fired Tucker Carlson. I guess it was inevitable this would happen after some of their more recent acquisitions over the years. But here at InfoWars, we admit to you as the pundits, as the speakers, as the hosts, as the members of the crew, on all of our social media platforms, exactly what we think, how we feel, and what we believe, and what our positions, biases, and stereotypes, preconceived notions are, what our prejudices are. This is a network where we come out and we share our opinions, and we let you know that there are opinions, and we admit that we speculate. Speculation being the path to prophecy. It is the way that you can determine what is going to happen next. You put together the pieces that you have, and if you have enough pieces, and if you look closely enough, and if you're careful in how you put those pieces together, then you begin to see a picture appear, and you can just infer from that data what the full picture is. So when it's finally completed with the passage of time, oh my God, did I just say with the passage of time? Then you can see that the inference was correct. And so that's what we do here at InfoWars. We're honest about it. But then you have CNN going up there and just claiming to be unbiased and just totally neutral. They actually claim that they're NPCs. They claim that they're non-player characters as if it's a good thing. But then they project this biased one-way narrative that just goes totally left, totally sideways, totally deep state corrupt globalist time and time again. And it's interesting because I actually saw one of the reports on the desk. I can't even remember in the stack. Every day the stack is just astronomical. This notion that, yeah, here it is. Infowars.com, August 20th, 5:45 p.m. U.S. intel officers expose the secret merger of corporate fascism and communism. Meet the system taking over the world. Capcom, which I assume is short for capitalism and communism merged together. Not to be confused with the video game company from Sega Dreamcast days. But no, it's not Capcom, it's globalism. Globalism is the merger between fascism and communism. It is all the centralized government control and subjugation of the people that comes from communism with all of the industry that comes from fascism merged into one concocted globalist exploitative state, one new world order designed to enslave you and your children and your grandchildren for thousands of years. And it's not done by people who look like Darth Vader or who look like Emperor Palpatine or who look like a Harkonnen from Dune or any of these villains. They don't look like Sauron. They don't look like Orcs of Mordor. It's not done by people who we think of as supervillains. It's done by Tim Walz walking out in Arizona or Nevada or wherever, waving his hands, smiling, fake clutching his heart. So I was born in a small town so I could take over a big world. As a crowd weeps. I mean, last night there were people weeping as they saw the Obama speak as if they were just relieved that some miracle had been performed. And frankly, it is a miracle. It was a miracle what we saw last night. It was a satanic miracle. An anti-miracle, just like an antichrist. Because what the Democrats have had to deal with for the last 4 to 8 years, especially the last 4 years with the dementia in chief, the pedophile, and the presidency, what they've had to deal with are leaders who they have had to lie on behalf of and cover up for incessantly. I mean, when you have a boss that is a total moron and your job is to cover for him, it becomes very embittering and just difficult. Jen Psaki was amazing at it. She got out at the right time. Let me tell you, that woman knows when to quit. I wish Ukraine would pay attention to Jen Psaki because she knows when it's time to quit. She got out, she threw cauliflower in, and boom, cauliflower is taking the fall. But then with the Obamas, they go up and they speak last night at this DNCCP. And yes, everything they said was BS. They had no specific pieces of data or studies or policies that they advocated. It was just rhetorical. It was just pure rhetoric. Yes, it was all baloney, hogwash, gaslighting, trickery, emotive crap. But they were so good at it that it made it easy for the NPCs in the audience, the NPCs of the world who support the left, the 30% of the population who has been totally captivated by this cult, it made it easy for them to believe again, to lean in again to the lies and deception of the false gods, the false religion that is the Democratic Party. It is a religion now. In some ways, the Republican Party is too. Don't get me wrong. I understand this two sides of the coin on this. And that is what I fear when I see a Michelle Obama or a Barack Obama or a Bill Clinton or a Hillary Clinton speak. It's how good they are at making evil look amazing. I mean, how competent would Satan be if he was terrible at it? How competent would he be if when he tempted you, you know, he was like, hey, you should watch some porn. At the end, you know, there's going to be crap all over the screen and you're going to feel guilty about it. Like, hey, you should steal from that person because their mom's dying of cancer. Like, no, that's not how you get somebody to steal from someone. Like, that's not a really good pitch, Satan. Sorry, Lucifer, that's not a very good pitch, right? You have to have these competent villains. And that's what the Democrats have been missing over the course of the last 4 years. They've had competent villains behind the scenes, the Soroses and others. But all the facing leadership has just been so obviously stupid that it has forced the influencer class and the average Democratic voter to come up with ways to rationalize that which is completely unreasonable. But the Obamas and the Clintons are amazing at rationalizing evil for you. So you can just install the software without updating your operating system. But you had to install all sorts of patches and updates if you wanted to run with what Joe Biden was saying or doing. If you wanted to accuse Donald Trump of being a criminal, you had to run all sorts of patches in order for that to make sense while still supporting Joe Biden. If you wanted to accuse Donald Trump of being a racist, you had to run all sorts of upgrades and updates in order for that software to run in your brain. If you're going to accuse him and still support Joe Biden, if you were going to say that Joe Biden isn't too old, you had to also run all sorts of patches and updates to say that Donald Trump now is too old since he's the older candidate of the two. It just didn't make any sense. But that's what the trick is from Satan. That's what the trick is from the Obamas and the Clintons and these other leaders who are actually sophisticated at villainy, sophisticated at being supervillains. They make it so easy to install the software that is Satanism on your non-player character brain. Your little tiny brain just operating according to how the Matrix has designed you to operate, while some users walk around and just baffle you with the display of free will, like the Alex Joneses or anybody here at the InfoWars Network or the Tucker Carlsons or the Joe Rogans. You don't know, if you're a non-player character, how to deal with the player, because this is not something that you were programmed to understand. This is something that you were programmed to reject. So like a white blood cell, you just try to purge these people from the system that is not designed to have good or free will or reason in it. It is just supposed to be pre-programmed, predetermined, no free will, satanic paradise. That's what it's supposed to be. And tonight we're coming down on day 3 of 4 for the DNC, while the outside of the entire camp is basically exploding with protests, massive amounts of police officers, which is another example of cognitive dissonance. If you look at all the clips of Kamala Harris saying that more police doesn't mean more peace. So, okay, then why don't you just send all the cops home like you did on January 6th that are in Chicago right now protecting your precious, precious little convention from the radicals outside that want to carpet bomb you. They literally want to bomb you. I think there have been at least 4 bomb threats now on the DNC from the protesters outside. They're being threatened with bombs, 14 I'm seeing here, from their own supporters, their own voters, their own targeted base, which is primarily academics and their students and anyone under the age of 30, because they have not developed their cerebral frontal cortex yet. But 14 bomb threats rock Chicago on second day of DNC convention. That is yesterday. Chicago police are investigating multiple bomb threats downtown near the Democratic National Convention, according to multiple reports. As of this writing, the Tuesday security scare totaled 14 unique bomb threats. Unique, not just one troll, with many being popular hotels packed with DNC workers and attendees. Wow. What do you expect? I mean, the left is, leftism itself is the philosophy of total societal destruction. Total failure, total collapse, because they install and establish the infrastructure and systems for a post-collapse world prior to the collapse. They are setting the stage for after the whole show is over. It's like an after party to a disaster. And now all they had to do is simply usher in this collapse, whether it's through a pandemic, whether it's through World War III, whether it's through economic collapse, whether it's through open borders and invasion, whether it's through massive abortion and depopulation and the enactment of euthanasia and the establishment of cancer on massive scales, never before seen, totally unreported because of things like vaccines and the fact that during the pandemic, nobody could even get checked for symptoms they were having of early cancer. So now when everybody's getting tested for cancer, it's already in stage 3 or 4 and it's too late. But they want this total collapse because they understand that when an NPC suffers, an NPC does not rationalize, understand, or feel the cost of relief. that is offered, the relief offered from the government that you can have a loaf of bread if you allow us to totally monitor everything you say and imprison you if you say anything that's against party lines. So, of course, Biden, who has buddied up so closely, cozied up so closely with the Chinese for years even before Hunter Biden started Rosemont Seneca and started colluding with the Chinese and selling out American national security interests in the Pacific for the sake of Chinese benefactors, for the sake of his own pocketbook, which he shared with his father while he was vice president. It makes total sense, then, that Kamala Harris, this VP candidate who was chosen by Biden, obviously friendly to China, would select as her VP candidate Tim Walz, who is a Maoist to the core, as one of our callers has said. This caller, of course, has reported to Axios, and now we have Comer, I believe, James Comer, launching a full-scale formal investigation into Tim Walz's ties with the CCP specifically. It seems that as early as 1995, he was actively going over to China. He's been there dozens of times for the purpose of recruiting people into Confucius societies, into the Confucius system here in the United States to install Maoist political philosophy in all of our academic and corporate institutions. And they reframe and change the way all of those things are characterized. They use terms like critical theory instead of Marxism because Marxism is so taboo now. They use terms like diversity, equity, and inclusion instead of redistribution of wealth because redistribution of wealth has been conquered in every debate and argument since the fall of the Soviet Union. They just change the name of the same evil machine that they want to install and have operate in our system, rebrand it, and then put it out again. You know, it's funny because we saw the pharmaceutical companies do the same exact thing with contaminated products in the 80s. There was synthetic blood products that were used to make medicine for all sorts of people, whether you were getting a blood transfusion at the hospital or whether you're a hemophiliac and you had to inject this protein into your body that would allow your blood to clot so you didn't bleed to death internally. This blood was all contaminated under Fauci. It was all contaminated with HIV and hepatitis. 10,000 hemophiliacs, I believe, in the 80s died of AIDS because of the medicine that they were injecting into their own veins. And when these pharmaceutical companies like Bayer and others were caught doing this, knowing that this medicine was infected and still distributing it in the United States, laws were fairly quickly, not nearly quickly enough, enacted to make it illegal to distribute this medicine to patients in the United States. And what were they supposed to do with all the inventory that they already had? Well, they just decided to rebrand and ship it to third world countries. So if we can't legally kill Americans, then let's legally kill the blacks in Africa, or let's legally kill the commies in China, or let's legally kill any of these people in these countries that are even more desperate than the United States. So it's inherently anti-human. That is the entire establishment's purpose, cause, motive, is to be anti-human because humanity is inherently given inalienable rights by God. Humanity is inherently bestowed with free will. These rights and this free will being impossible to coincide or coexist with total subjugation. They're just totally incompatible ingredients. So if you want to seize total power over the entire planet, no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, generation after generation, if you want to be part of this expanding, burgeoning, and growing renaissance of corporate communist power, fascism and communism merge, this globalism, then you can do nothing other than fight humanity itself. You have to advocate depopulation. You have to advocate against freedom of will. You have to advocate against the notion that individuals have rights, and you have to replace those philosophies with faux satanic philosophy. So individuals don't have rights, but groups have rights. So we're talking about black rights and women's rights and minority rights and gay rights instead of individual rights. You never, almost never hear the left, except when they're blatantly lying or misguiding their audience about something, you almost never hear the left advocate for individual rights, the individual being the greatest minority of all. You only hear them advocating for group rights. But let me tell you something, folks. Anybody who's read John Locke's Second Treatise of Government can tell you that groups do not have rights. Only individuals have rights. From a philosophical and theological standpoint, it is just obvious. If you run the logic through, there is no such thing as a group right. I don't gain more inalienable rights by joining the LGBTQ community. Or by virtue of being a woman, I don't have any more rights than a man. Or by virtue of being black, I don't have any more rights than being a man. Or a person of color, I don't have any more rights than being a white person. You're born with rights as an individual. You don't gain rights by joining groups, and you don't lose rights by leaving groups. There is no such thing as group rights, and that's why identity politics itself is so insidious, because they can make you feel, based on whatever group that you associate with, that you have these rights that are just not being recognized or representative, but that is only at the expense of your acceptance of your individual rights. Everybody, regardless of any of their immutable characteristics, has the right to bear arms, or the right to freedom of speech, or the right to a fair trial, or no investigation without due process, no search and seizure without due process. It doesn't matter what group you're a part of. There is no quartering in this country of soldiers in your home. It's very simple. There's never any mention or notion of group rights whatsoever in the Constitution of the United States, a document of which our leaders swear to protect. How can you be a Maoist to the core like Tim Walz and earnestly swear to protect the Constitution of the United States and earnestly take the Pledge of Allegiance to the Republic when you're advocating for a totally different form of government and everything that you do in the private sector with your dozens of trips to China or with your lectures to your students or with your entire philosophy altogether? I mean, even the notion itself of price caps on price gouging for groceries, which has been put forward by Kamala Harris and her campaign, in addition to the other policies, the actual fairly good policies that she's stolen from the Trump campaign, the very notion that it's possible for a government to price fix is inherently antithetical to the notion of individual rights. Oh, I have to sell this thing that I created with my body and my will and my time at a price that you determine? I have to sell it at a price that you determine. That is a violation of my property rights. The whole philosophy boils down to a very simple notion that when you are born, your body is your personal private property. They always say, my body, my choice, unless they want to force vaccinate you. Your body is your own private property. And your free will is your own free will given to you by God. So that which you do with your will and your body in the world is also by extension your private property. So if you create something, whether it's software or groceries or goods and services, they are also yours. And therefore you can sell them for as much or as little as you want. And whether the market buys them from you is determined by other things like supply and demand and competition. That's the simple, logical, rational, and moral argument of free enterprise capitalism, something completely antithetical to Maoism, centralized, controlled authority. So these people, just by virtue of the policies they put forward, are inherently betraying their oaths of office every time they speak or utter words, and they do it from a moral high ground, but they are inherently liars the entire time they do it. So even if they were right morally about the policies that should be in effect, by pushing those policies forward, they have inherently violated their oath of office. They are totally hypocritical. They are shysters, schemesters, scammers, liars, cons. Everything they say Alex Jones is, they are. Everything they say you are, they are. They're the insurrectionists. They're the traitors. They're the ones violating their oaths. They're the ones that are trying to overthrow our form of government with everything they advocate. Even using the word democracy is to advocate a different form of government in the United States. And it's always coming from the words of people who have sworn to protect our current form of government, a republic. Folks, more news on the other side. Great stuff today. We have a litany of guests that are going to be joining us who are breaking some amazing and terrifying news about election interference in Florida coming up in 30 minutes. But before we go to break in 20 seconds, please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and be the reason that we are still on the air. We have amazing products. These CBD full spectrum gummies are amazing. We've got vitamin C plus zinc with rose hips for maximum bioavailability. Invest in your own health, both mental and physical, at InfoWarsStore.com, all while keeping us on the air in the face of this global new world order.
I hate to use this analogy, but truth is the way to go, so I'll just use it. I remember growing up with all four of my grandparents, and first my dad's dad died, and then his mother died, and then my mother's father died, and my mother's mother died. And they were all amazing, and you think they're always going to be there, but one day they're dead. Well, it's the same thing with InfoWars. We've barely survived in the last few years, like right up to millimeters. And people then go, well, you're still on air. You must be invincible. We were shot up. The operation is bleeding to death. And that's okay. We've done our mission, and we're going to continue on even if this operation shut down. But that said, I don't want to prove to you by not going 100% and us shutting down that I wasn't BSing about this. We are very, very, very close to being shut down. And literally, the final products we have in come in at InfoWarsStore.com could be the last time you get them. Now, there's a lot of stuff that goes into this, a lot of strategy. There's a good chance, 50-50, we can stay on air. But if we don't get funding, we will shut down. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. Now, these three have been bestsellers. And these are the last runs of them, unless we get a deal done in the next few months. So we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We have the Vitamin C with zinc and the rose hips that's so incredible. And we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, all discounted. But this could easily be the final run. So I need your support, plus they're great products. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, whatever you do, share the article, share the videos, and pray for the broadcast. You've kept us on air this long, and I'm very thankful to all of you. But we are now at go moment here with this election, everything going on. We need your support now. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and support us in this critical time.
COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept, to legitimize total biometric surveillance. If we want to stop this epidemic, we need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin, their body temperature. Like we walked in here, we had to go through a body temperature test. But exactly the same technology can determine what you think about the government. You know, anger is a biological phenomena, just like disease. With this kind of surveillance, I mean, you watch a big president, a big leader, gives a speech on television. The television could be monitoring you and knowing whether you're angry or not, just by analyzing the cues, the biological cues coming from your body. Maybe even right now, the people who are watching us are being watched and analyzed. Are you angry about what you hear? Are you frightened? Are you bored? This is the kind of power that Stalin didn't have. You know, when Stalin gave a speech, everybody, of course, clapped their hands and smiled. Now, how do you know what they really think about Stalin? It's very difficult. You can't have a KGB agent following everybody all the time. Even if you do it, he's just watching your outside behavior. He doesn't really know what's happening in your mind. But in 10 years, the future Stalins of the 21st century, they could be watching the minds, the brains of all the population all the time. And also they will have the computing power to analyze all that.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Liner!
Exploring the globalist agenda, it's The War Room with your host, Chase Geiser.
Welcome back to The War Room, ladies and gentlemen. Owen Schwer will be back in studio next week starting on Monday, and we have been covering the DNCCP every single night. It's been amazing. We've loved it, the whole thing. It's been beautiful. So entertaining. You know, if you would have asked me on Sunday night who I was going to vote for, I would have told you unequivocally that I was going to vote for Donald Trump. But after going through two nights of the DNC, I'm kind of leaning Kamala. Everybody's just so great. Michelle Obama's done such a good job. Hillary Clinton looked renewed and rejuvenated. She looked like she just had about 10 bottles of adrenochrome, and it really restored a youthful sense of just leftist passion in my heart. And speaking of leftist passion, you guys want to see a clip of Bill Maher ask some little kids about porn? Let's watch clip number one here. What the hell is going on?
You're interested in, like, climate change. So you start looking on that. That's a big issue. I mean, your kids are worried about it for a good reason. Okay, climate. It leads you to weather. Then you're looking up stuff about the weather. Then it leads you to Stormy Daniels. All right, now you're into porn. Now you're into a porn site. What do you do?
What? 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 Did he just say what I think he said to those little kids? Unbelievable. And this is, I guess we should just expect this from the left. Maybe we should just write down a list of things that seem like they're absolutely insane that are likely to happen over the course of the next 12 months and just check off the box. Maybe that's what the audience can do for us. They can just make a list of just just things like that. You know, Bill Maher is going to ask little kids about porn. Like, I wouldn't have called it. And I'm somebody who spends my entire life just studying politics, watching the news, refreshing my Twitter feed, bookmarking clips, videos, news stories, following Mario Knoffel and others, following the Brianna Morellas and their amazing work and others, and trying to communicate with Alex Jones, of all people, how to get things out there as fast as possible. I mean, my life is amazing, inundated with politics, inundated with news, surrounded by people who are way more powerful and influential in this space than I am. I just like feel so blessed to be here and just on the front lines of the info war. But I would never have guessed that Bill Maher would have been talking to little kids about what they do when they come across porn. What do you do? And not even asking them in retrospect, like, have you ever come across porn and like, what did you do? He's like, hey, let's just say, for example, you see a little porn today. What would you think? Like, that's what Bill Maher has decided to say? That's the conversation he's decided to have. Now, what depravity has he descended into? And I mean, wrong. Bill Maher gets things right sometimes. He was definitely right about Islam. He got a bunch of flack for that. And sometimes he says some things that I agree with and he makes some coherent points, but just when I think that maybe he's a reasonable person who I just happen to disagree with, he says something like that. I'm like, oh, just a leftist, just a leftist. I see. But meanwhile, there was something else amazing that happened today. I'm going to call on clip two in a second. I don't know if you've seen this yet because it happened fairly recently, but Donald Trump has been doing a rally. And of course, since you know he was shot in the face on July 13th, they have agreed to ramp up his Secret Service security and his rallies now, his outdoor ones. He is surrounded by bulletproof glass, right? Very reasonable that this would be the case, that he would be surrounded by bulletproof glass, given that he was shot outdoors at a rally a month ago. And apparently a woman fainted in another moment of stunning bravery. I don't know if stunning is the right word. It wasn't necessarily stunning. Let's be fair here. It was just brave and just shows that he is like in the fight and he's got total faith in God and doesn't care. He walks out of the protection of the bulletproof glass to check on the woman. Let's watch clip number two. Like this, where he displays bravery and courage and support and genuine compassion and empathy for the people of America.
Doctor, trying to clarify what the crowd was asking.
Upon seeing videos like this, you're thinking to yourself, okay, I tell you what, I like Donald Trump, but I just don't know about Melania. She seems so cold. Their marriage seems less than genuine. It seems like maybe she's a trophy wife. He likes the foreign model thing. He's wealthy, and he just paid for this like smoking hottie to be his wife, and their entire marriage has just been for show. I like Trump, obviously a good guy, but I just wish he had a more American traditional marriage. Well, look no further. And then clip number four here, if you need to be reassured about how awesome Melania is. And let's see this, which I believe was reported at the DNC. I saw the clip for the first time today. Absolutely hysterical moment from this coverage here, clip number four.
Day matters. On January 6th, I asked Melania if we could at least tweet that while peaceful protest is the right of every American, there's no place for lawlessness or violence. She replied with one word, no.
Look at the clip ready again, please. We're running this twice because this is a short clip. Go ahead.
On January 6th, I asked Melania if we could at least tweet that while peaceful protest is the right of every American, There's no place for lawlessness.
They had to animate it to make it come up too. That's what's so great.
She replied with one word.
The moment.
No.
No three dots though. I'm sorry. I saw that. I just thought it was so funny. They keep trying to call January 6th an insurrection, which it wasn't. And then they try to pin it on Trump and Melania and others, which it wasn't their fault. Even Nancy Pelosi's on video admitting that it was her fault because she totally sucks at everything that she does except for, you know, boozing and insider trading. And just when you had the doubt about whether or not Melania and Trump were in it together, just, you know, kind of a team, a dynamic duo, an outstanding couple, you see something like that and it just totally re-inspires all of your faith in this establishment. And speaking of people who have begun to express renewed faith in the establishment, it looks like RFK Jr. is going to be endorsing Trump on Friday. I've heard mixed reports whether it's going to be in Arizona where a TPUSA event is occurring that apparently Trump is speaking at, or whether it's going to be in Los Angeles. I don't know where it's going to be from, but apparently on Friday, after this DNC stuff goes through, RFK Jr. is going to endorse Donald Trump and drop out of the race. Now, here's the caveat. There's a chance this is a front, a head fake, and he's using this in order to pressure the Harris campaign into giving him a cabinet position. It's possible that that's what's going on here, but Alex Jones does have a very high-level source who he did not even reveal to anyone here at the crew. He's very discreet. So if you're thinking about being a source but you're worried about that, I actually highly recommend that you speak to Alex Jones because he will be insanely discreet about his sources. According to a very high-level source that reached out to Alex Jones, this is the case. And now I've heard from others who I will not name who've said they've actually known for a few days that this was going to happen on Friday. So it does, I would say, 95% to 99% chance that RFK Jr. is going to be endorsing President Trump on Friday. Let's watch clip number 6 here. Trump, RFK Jr. will be addressing the nation, and we'll unpack it on the other side of the break.
RFK Jr. is a Democrat plant, a radical left liberal who's been put in place in order to help crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of the United States, get reelected. A lot of people think that Jr. is a conservative. He's not. He's more liberal than anybody running on the Democrat side. A vote for Jr. would essentially be a wasted protest vote that could swing either way, but would only swing against the Democrats if Republicans knew the true story about him. Jr. is totally anti-gun, an extreme environmentalist who makes the Green New scammers look very conservative by comparison. A big-time taxer, he wants to tax you. An open border advocate. He wants those borders to be wide open for...
So, obviously, RFK was pulling more votes away from Trump than he was from Biden early in the election. So, he received massive attack. I attacked him more than anybody, I think, on this network incessantly. Hey, you apply a little pressure, you get a little love back sometimes in politics, folks. More news on the other side.
Tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high-quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up, and it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had 5 companies making product for us. 3 of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, and we found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you, and we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product, and then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup, and I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we're even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkovich has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy, the attempts to shut us down, and the bad CRO we had here before, who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night's Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great, Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
From the InfoWars Command Center located in the heart of Texas, in Austin, Texas, surrounded by leftists in a red state. And it's an interesting dynamic around here because you are more likely to get mugged in Austin, Texas, but you are also more likely to have a gun. So there is a sense of safety, even though we are living in a war zone, very similar to the war zone in Chicago. Now, speaking of Chicago and war zones and leftists and drugs and trafficking and all the problems that we have with the open border, there was an amazing moment in the last 24 hours, and a lot of these amazing moments get lost in just the noise of what's going on in the political landscape. DNC's happening, so basically no other clips or news are going viral except for a few exceptions this week because everybody's just grappling to find the clip of celebration for these leftists or condemnation for them, depending on which side you're on. We did have an amazing interview between Theo Von, who I've been a fan of for a very long time, and Donald Trump. And I haven't seen the whole thing yet, but I have seen at least 10 minutes of it. And this clip absolutely blew my mind. This is clip number 7. I think Trump is very wise. He seems to be taking advice from his son, Barron, on which podcast he should be appearing on. He's doing the tour, and he's reaching a whole different audience. Theo Von's absolutely hysterical. Let's watch clip number 7 and break down what we witnessed here was with Theo Von talking to Donald Trump about his history with cocaine abuse.
No, I would just do cocaine. That was really, well, yeah. So not just, yeah.
That's down and dirty, right?
Yeah.
That's
and this is, yeah, this, dirty, I mean, right? It was, yeah.
But you don't anymore?
No, I don't do it anymore, man. And I'm not doing
it. Is it too much to handle?
Some of the stuff started to get a real rattle in it too. I don't know where we were even getting it from in this country, but yeah, it started to make me feel like I was a mechanic or something.
So the thing you go back to then is alcohol for the most part.
Like, to go, what? You thought you was a mechanic? Like, if I was having a conversation with Theo Von, what do you mean you thought you were a mechanic? I'd really explore that. But I suppose the nature of this conversation is not that Donald Trump is going to investigate exactly what Theo Von means when he's talking about his experiences on coke.
Right, yeah, but what I want probably is cocaine, but I know that if I have a drink, then it'll give me, it'll like be like, okay, well, I had a drink, then I can do this.
Is cocaine a stronger up?
Yeah.
So you're way up with cocaine more than anything else you can think of.
Cocaine will turn you into a damn owl, homie. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You'll be out on your own porch. You know, you'll be your own street lamp. You're freaking.
And is that a good feeling? Well,
no,
it's horrible. A miserable feeling.
But you do it anyway, just like the guy you're saying with the scotch.
Great time. We had the greatest economy in history when I was president. We had
my cousin got a boat.
Yeah, we had the best. Economy.
My cousin got a boat.
That is just the genius of Theo Von. And he had Tucker on recently, and he's had other great guests too. Absolutely hysterical stuff. I highly recommend you check out the whole thing. But speaking of Trump doing interviews, we see Kamala Harris doing interviews virtually nowhere. Apparently she's been offering black influencers upwards of $10,000 to appear on their shows, many of them declining because she's so pathetic and the black vote can't be bought. Can't buy black people anymore, Kamala. I'm sorry, you can't do it. It's against the 13th to do that now. Despite the fact you want to enslave all of humanity, it's just we're not going to go back to that. If you want to talk about going back, it's paying $10,000 for a little time with a black person, please. Just because they're black, please. That seems abundantly racist and backward and just antiquated, right? But she's not doing interviews anywhere, and it's also impossible to find people, not impossible, but difficult to find people in the real, in the wild, who actually support her. You can find them at these DNC conventions where people are paid thousands of dollars to be there. They can pay people, they can bus people in to show support for Kamala Harris at rallies and at the DNC. But when you go out into the streets naturally, I think Don Lemon has been in for a very rude awakening here in clip number 9. Where now for the second time this week, he's kind of humiliated himself by exposing the fact that there just isn't that much support for Kamala compared to Trump. Clip number 9.
How are you feeling about the election?
I'm going for Trump. I feel like every time they don't want somebody who is good for us to win, they throw somebody black in our face thinking that's going to like make us vote for the black person.
I voted for Obama because he was black. I don't want to vote for her because she's the first black woman to run for president or to win.
I don't vote.
Well, I want Donald Trump. I'm sorry. I want Donald Trump.
Why do you apologize?
Well, I know nobody likes him, but we had good times with Donald Trump.
I'm running for Trump, so.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, why?
Yeah. I don't know. I just always been a fan of his, so that's what I'm running for.
I used to be against Trump. I used to live in Virginia. I saw the bad side of it, but really moving to Cleveland, but I saw the other side of it.
I'm supporting Trump.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Because?
Because it has to change. Yeah. It has to change, and now I vote more for what fits me better as a person rather than voting for the black person or voting for the first woman. So,
what do you think about Kamala Harris?
I think they say she's phony and fake, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, I'm like Trump saying, you know, what are you, you know? So I'm not feeling her. People get mad about it. I'm just not feeling her.
I don't like her the way she speaks, the giddiness, the laughing. Everything's a joke, and it's not a joke. We're in trouble.
It's not a joke. It's joy.
Kamala was on Biden team, and I don't like Biden. Gas wasn't this high when Trump was our president. Food wasn't this high. I'm going for Trump.
Hell yeah. Well, and this person, this next clip, 10, asked Obama's neighbors in Chicago who they want for president. You got to check this out.
I vote for Trump.
I go for Donald Trump.
Me too.
I go for Trump.
Who are you voting for in 2024?
Trump too.
And why is that, ma'am?
He the best president ever.
Has Barack Obama done anything for around here? And
he never did anything since he been in office.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he out. Trump the best.
Barack Obama, man, I ain't got no message to him. I don't mess with Barack Obama.
Yeah.
No, I'm a Trump supporter. Trump do more for black people and care more about black people. And Barack Obama ain't black. Just to let that be known.
All right. What about Kamala Harris?
I don't with her either. Yeah. All Trump. Trump all day.
Yeah. What's your message to Donald Trump today?
Keep going. Keep going. Come get us, man. We waiting on you.
I'm a Trump supporter, man. We gonna keep this going. Trump, he a real businessman. I'm a real Republican, man.
By the way,
man.
This is Benny Trump Johnson. You gotta follow him on X. He's absolutely amazing.
What would be your message to Barack Obama?
Pump some money in here. Pump some money like Trump, you know?
Your message to Donald Trump?
Come on, man. Get us to the Super Bowl, bro. Make America great, man. That's all I can say. Make America great.
Everyone's so friendly around here.
Yeah.
Everyone's so friendly around here.
You hire me, you need diversity. I know we interview people. Yeah. You supposed to be somewhere chilling.
I need chain game. Like this. Here we go. One. Here we go.
What's up, my
guy? Who we need up in there? Who we finna let drop a bag in the hood? Who we want to get the bag back going in the hood?
Y'all know we gonna need Trump in that joint. Y'all know we gonna need Trump in that joint. Y'all got the Deagles going on, man.
Yeah, I'm taking over Benny's show, man. It's Odie, man. I'm a YouTuber, man. Y'all get at me, man. But everything Trump over on this side of town, I ain't gonna lie to you. You can go everywhere. You see how dry this motherfucker is? We need Trump, boy. Whatever it's gonna do to make this flow back, man, get it up. Let's get it going immediately, man. Benny, who you going for, Benny?
My president is making America great again, Donald Trump.
Okay, I'm going with Trump, too. We locked in. That's what I'm talking about, man.
Amazing.
I need the job with you, man.
I love Chicago.
It's my long-lost twin, man. Separated at birth, man.
Better tattoos, better style.
Better tattoos. Better hair.
We both good-looking, though, man. That's all that counts, man.
Better teeth and a better ride. All right.
Well, there you have it, folks. Simple as that. And I know these are anecdotal things, and you could go to leftist areas, or you could stand in line at a Kamala Harris rally, and you could make a video that was exactly the opposite with very similar demographics, but approaching random people in the community like that, getting such consistent answers, when you have Don Lemon going out there and approaching people in the community, begging, praying, hoping, wishing that people would say that they're actually supporting Kamala Harris, and yet even his videos that are being uploaded are showing that there's astronomical support for Trump. The only hope they have is stealing this. And all the polls that we're seeing publicly are lies. I think they are shaking in their boots internally. Even David Axelrod, until recently, was kind of reeling on CNN regarding some of the numbers internally. And we'll show you some clips after we have these guests throughout the next hour where CNN's Van Jones panics, saying that it's scary Kamala is still, quote, tied with Trump despite all of the positive press, admitting that the press is an arm of the Democratic National Committee, an arm of the Democratic Party, an arm of the Kamala Harris campaign. So they don't have to report in the financial reportings for these campaigns that the mainstream media, the legacy media, the corporate press, the private political press is giving contributions in kind to her campaign by the disproportionate imbalanced level of coverage and favorability for Kamala on the narrative. But they're freaked out not only because they're not having an impact on the campaign, but because the implication is that they no longer matter. That's why the leftist media hates InfoWars and Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan and independent media, because it's the competition that has totally pulled out the rug from beneath them in the industry that is media or information or news. So they're scared, yes, because their person's going to lose, but they're also terrified because they realize that their gun just doesn't shoot anymore, that their sword just isn't sharp anymore, that they are now weak. So stay with us, folks. On the other side, we have some amazing guests that are going to be breaking some news for us about some election fraud going on in Florida right before our eyes. They're going to try to steal Florida, folks, and I think you're going to be amazed at what we hear on the other side.
I'm in a paradox, or a catch-22. If I sat here and tried to tell you all the things that have been done to InfoWars, it distracts us from the attacks the globalists are carrying out against America and the people of the world. But at the same time, if I don't tell you what's happening to us, you won't know how desperate the situation is. It's a paradox. But the enemy wants to attack us, they admit, to drag us off of our mission, exposing their operations at such a critical time. So I'm just going to say this. We're in the fight against the New World Order. We stand with you because I know my children are going to grow up in a world with your children. If they have any future, your children have to have a future. So we're brothers and sisters in this. And I need your support. I'm humbly asking for your support. Plus, these are great products. And this could be the last run. We're very close to being shut down. If people come through and support us, we'll survive if it's God's will. But we have Vitamineral Fusion. We have this incredible 1,000 milligram organic vitamin C with rose hips and zinc. It's so amazing for your immune system and body. It's back in stock. Body's ultimate turmeric formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid. This could be your last chance to get these products. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these products, because without your support, we are going to be shut down. Plus, these are really amazing products. So I humbly thank you for all your past support. I regardless of what happens, we've fought as hard as we could. We never gave up. We never backed down. But really, this is a symbiotic relationship. We bring you hardcore information, game-changing info, and you support us, keep us on the air. So I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage you now in what could be your last chance to get these three products that are finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies, Vitamin C, Vitamin Refusion, now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.